Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you had a tremendous Monday. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. So if you're on the West Coast, be in the mountains, you could be in the Great Plains, you could be in the South, you could be in Canada, you could be here in the South with me, you could be in the Northeast, Midwest, everywhere. You could be on an island right now. I'm just happy that you're here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepherd, he's holding it down in New York City. We know we're marching towards the Sweet 16. I'm sure your bracket sucks. I'm pretty sure it was busted all the way back to the last week. But at least we got some good games. We got a little bit of beef. We got teams and coaches who are already changing. And like right before the break, we talked about, you know, Rick Pitino going to St. John's University. This man was waiting for the right opportunity to move. And it happened. So no big shock, no big surprise. He didn't have to lie to everybody about it, but he did. That's the Rick Pitino way. We talked about Ed Cooley. Ed Cooley moving on from Providence. He's now going to stay in the Big East, stay in the conference, and he's now going to be the head coach of the Georgetown Hoyas. He's going to try to have more success than Patrick Ewing, but that should not be difficult. Tom Izzo is heading on to New York City, to the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, Bill Self, he didn't even get a chance to coach. Poor guy, he had stents in his heart. And then, wait a minute, how about this? I got to interrupt myself. We got a lot to do. Cam Newton wants to come back to the NFL. We'll talk about that. It looks like Daniel Snyder is finally going to be forced to sell, and maybe Magic Johnson is a part of the ownership group that buys the Commanders. But the WBC is going on. Japan is going to take on the United States of America in the WBC final. That will actually be tomorrow night. And so what happened here? Japan came back to beat Mexico in the WBC final. And so we'll have Japan versus the United States of America. Hey, Shep, have you watched a minute of the WBC? A second?
I can't lie, JR. I have not. No.
No WBC.
I'm just not, you know, the Edwin Diaz, that kind of just made me sour on it.
It was a freak accident, I think, but I mean,
I just have never gotten into the World Baseball Classic. Am I alone on that?
No, I'm not a fan either. I don't care.
Got it.
Here we go. So here's the deal. See, these are some of the things. Like, why? Japan beat Italy 9-3. Come on now. Mexico beat Puerto Rico 5-4, and now Japan. Well, a matter of fact, let's take a listen to the final score. Japan just walked off, hit a home run to beat Mexico, and now Japan is going to take on the United States of America Tuesday night in Miami, Florida, at the World Baseball Classic Final. This is the final call courtesy of Fox Sports 1 and Joe Davis.
Cracked in the air, deep center field, Thomas on the move, it's off the wall, Ohtani's in to score, here comes the winning run, Japan turns it around on its last breath.
Okay, and so here's the score. Japan won 6-5. That's your final score. And so if you want to watch the United States of America and Japan play baseball tomorrow night, knock yourselves out. Shohei Ohtani will obviously be starring for Japan. He will not pitch. That much I know. They do not want that man out there throwing a baseball, but I'm sure he will go out there and swing for the fences. Tonight, Shohei Ohtani, if you should care, he went 2-for-4, and he sparked the rally with a leadoff double. Congratulations. What does this do? This is every 4 years, right? And this how often this comes around, Shep? 4 years?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Yawn. Congratulations, Edwin Diaz, though. He'll still get paid. I heard Steve Cohen will take care of him and send him a massage therapist and a nutritionist. And, when you have $100 million invested into you, I'm sure they're going to take care of you.
And JR, just for accuracy perspectives, I'm sure you already know this. So it was supposed to be held in actually 2021, but there was the deal with COVID, and that was serious back then. So it missed a year. So then now it's obviously 2023. And the next event, for anyone who cares, is going to be 2026. Yes.
For the WBC.
Correct.
You know, I randomly asked people on Twitter. I said, are you watching? And I had folks telling me they love it. A few innings. Somebody asked me if I've started to buy in. No. Someone says, absolutely. Never thought I'd be enjoying it as much as I have. Pride for country. Competitive. Lots of energy. We could use more of this in Major League Baseball. And that much I agree with. Because the people who do care about the WBC seem to be enthusiastic about it. Emphatic. But not me. I'm waiting on a regular season to start.
I'm looking at the ratings, JR.
They're good, right?
They're really good. So we're talking about an excess of 60 million people are watching these games. That's a great amount of viewers, specifically, you know, with the competition now of March Madness. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Well, I think this is a crap time to hold the World Baseball. Isn't this I guess not, right? Because when you have March Madness going on, at the same time, over the past 2 weeks, there's been such a focus in on the NFL free agent activity. Am I missing something? I feel like that's sucking the life out of this.
Well, they are smart. They're obviously not doing it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They did hold it on Monday, this game.
Right.
So they do know what they're doing in terms of scheduling. And it is right before the regular season of baseball, which is coming, obviously, very soon.
And anybody, we know anybody could get hurt in any situation. It's not just Edwin Diaz who, you know, broke his leg or tore his knee last week. I saw that Jose Altuve. Like, what? He broke his thumb. So I just don't understand, and maybe I'm missing something because, what is it, run too close now to the NFL? Why can't we have the World Baseball Classic after the season to mitigate any potential injuries? If you want to have pitchers, et cetera, who want to participate, they can still run out there and pitch one or two innings. I don't think it's going to harm anybody. You probably have a wider pool of who will participate, who won't. Players can try to increase their stock going into the offseason. Guys who are on maybe not contract years, you probably don't want to pick up a ball. I just think it's odd timing to do this in the spring. But it's serving a purpose. People are paying attention. You just mentioned the ratings, Shep. I can't get into it. It's like, okay, yeah, United States of America is going to play Japan. That might be the only game that I kind of put on in the background to watch. And it's not even to see anybody from America. I want to see what Shohei Ohtani's going to do. Because this guy's upcoming season, he's trying to make $50 million a year. If he can go out and, I don't know, have 20, 25 starts, if he can, you know, drive in 100-plus runs and swing for 30 to 40 home runs and have an ERA anywhere close to 3 or lower than that, Ohtani's going to get paid. I want to see if Shohei Ohtani whoops America's ass on Tuesday. And that'll be the reason why I watch the World Baseball Classic. If Team USA wins, I'm just going to shrug my shoulders. We'll play the audio here. And then we'll just get ready for the regular season.
Well, JR, you know obviously the country that has won this the most.
I don't. Who?
It's Japan.
Oh, wow.
And so it...
Well, how many times have they had it? 3 times? This is the 4th time?
I believe, you know, it started in 2006.
Yeah,
2006. And so when we talk about baseball being America's pastime, you know, it has dwindled, diminished. This is no secret. But it has got to be by far the biggest spectacle that Japan knows because it is huge over there. And so obviously this is the World Baseball Classic. And so what this does from an international perspective is huge. We just have so much going on in this country. We're trying to launch the XFL, for God's sakes, for a 5th, 6th time. So that's trying to get legs, and that's not seeming to work. But the World Baseball Classic, they do a lot of ratings. I just don't think it carries over with most sports fans, but it's always going to have their niche for baseball fans.
Yeah. Well, I'm a baseball fan.
Yeah.
I'm an American. I don't give a damn about this.
It's not, but baseball has lost its sizzle, and it has for a long time. And they can talk all they want about speeding up the game and implementing that in spring training and, you know, the pitch count and all that. But I just don't think baseball is nearly the same as what it used to be 10, 15 years ago, especially with pitchers now. When they go 4 or 5 innings, it's a celebration. And Sandy Koufax back in the day was going 9 innings and then dunking a basketball the next day.
Right.
Right.
So, look, we have had 5 WBC tournaments. The latest was right now. The one prior to this, outside of COVID, was 2017. So this is the 5th version of this this tournament. And Japan has won twice. And if Japan beats the United States of America, that'll be 3 titles. And you're correct. Like, I'm sure, and we saw this, in Arizona, in Phoenix, I think last week, Mexico packed out the house. The fans were absolutely loving it, as they should. We saw the celebration from Puerto Rico when they beat the Dominican Republic. And yes, that counts for something. Maybe the WBC, maybe the World Baseball Classic matters every place except for America, which probably needs the help here with major. This is a Major League Baseball tournament. You know, this is what they put together. And I do. I know Keith Olbermann got his ass handed to him last week for his comments about selling T-shirts. And now we got players not from a country representing a country. It's like loosely tied how you can be associated. And I agree with him because this ain't the Olympics. You can find love and pride, it seems like, everywhere outside of the United States of America. Ain't nobody screaming for Mike Trout. Mike Trout playing in the WBC, I'm sure by the time the Angel season starts, Mike Trout gonna be holding his back. What else is new?
And, JR, correct me if I'm wrong. At this point, not 5 years ago, because we know the injuries have really derailed Trout as of late, the two biggest faces to me, no disrespect to Mookie Betts, I know he's playing as well.
It's Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, 100%. And then I would say second, who's not playing, obviously, and that being Bryce Harper.
The biggest stars in baseball.
Yeah, I think Bryce Harper's number 2 at this point, no?
I think it's Judge and Ohtani.
No. I'm talking about American baseball players.
Oh, just American
players?
Yes,
because Ohtani's obviously playing. We know you said
2-4. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so those two guys are not there. And so what does that tell you?
Is Bryce Harper the biggest American star in the second behind Trout?
Behind Aaron. So I would say Judge is first right now.
Right.
It used to be Trout, but Trout plays for a team that doesn't play. Is allergic to the playoffs, and he doesn't play, exactly. And so
he
Harper
plays
at least
like
has
the
had
emergency
success.
Room.
Yeah, and at least the Phillies have made a World Series with Bryce Harper. So to me,
that's
he's number
tough.
Two. Yeah.
That's tough saying. Bryce Harper probably won't. He's not going to play a good majority of this season either. Damn, you just really depressed American baseball.
I'm just saying, like, that's like having the, you know, the dream team and not having Michael and Magic. And that's what it's equivalent to.
Wow. Yeah, the WBC is manufactured. It's doing a great job, and it may have great ratings, all things considered. It might sell some T-shirts. It's going to sell merchandise and hats, and it's going to inspire pride in a lot of the countries. But I don't believe the World Baseball Classic is moving a needle for Major League Baseball. I don't think anybody is waking up in Japan feeling any different about having to watch an MLB game this season. It's making money. Good for them. I don't even think going into the future anybody will care any more or any less, because who the hell else is going to wake up and really be invested in baseball? Like, who? Pick me a country that doesn't play baseball, that over the next, I don't know, 20 to 40 years, it's hard to predict that far out. But who's picking up the game? This is not like basketball. I mean, I can look and trace back the growth of basketball over the past 30-plus years, and a lot of that has to do with the Dream Team and the Olympics and going back to 92 and the explosion of television rights and then moving on into the internet. It was a perfect storm. I mean, think about soccer, the growth of soccer here in the United States of America. Oh, it's growing. I mean, I can go to an Atlanta United game here and see the place packed out. I can go up the road in Charlotte, Bank of America. I can see the place packed out. But there's still room to grow. It's taken time. It's taken, not even Pele coming over to the Cosmos, even if I want to think back to the past 20 and 25 years from MLS's start, before there were even like a Red Bull, NYCFC. We had the Metro Stars. It's Port in Kansas City, nothing. There was nothing here. So think about how soccer's growing here. And I can't even see people giving a damn about baseball in countries that don't even play it. They got cricket. What the hell am I gonna swing a bat for? It makes no sense. Anyway, congratulations to Japan. Congratulations to the United States of America. Japan just hit a walk-off home run, and they will take on the United States of America in the WBC final tomorrow night. As far as I know, single elimination game. Winner take all. And I guess this country, whoever wins, will be the best of the best. Japan or the United States of America. Good for them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break when we come back. Hey, you know, speaking of the United States of America, we got to go to the Capitol because things are pretty busy. Daniel Snyder might actually be selling the team, the Commanders. D.C., or at least Georgetown, has a new head coach in Ed Cooley. And then I have to tell you about Roger Goodell. If you don't like Roger Goodell, too bad. Looks like you might have to get used to him. More money might be coming his way with a new deal. We got a lot to do. More college basketball. There's even an NBA game going on right now. The Sacramento Kings, how about them? It's a busy night. And then Cam Newton still wants to play. We're going to get into it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about the WBC right before the break. Shout-outs to Robert Smiley. He tweeted me, at JR Sport Brief. I live in Miami, and I literally cannot tell you the last time I heard a crowd that loud at that stadium. Japan just hit a walk-off against Mexico, and Japan is going to take on the United States of America Tuesday night in that final. WBC, good for them. Congratulations to both Team USA and Japan. Also, at the same time, as I sit here in the studio, I've gotten a lot of calls out of Sacramento over the past 2 weeks, just praising the Sacramento Kings, and with good reason. Right now in Utah, game is just about over, moving towards it. The Utah Jazz are leading the Kings 126-120. And so Sacramento able to turn their, I can't even say their season around, but to turn the franchise around, and their fans are pretty enthusiastic. And right now, it looks like they'll end up losing to the Utah Jazz. And in another basketball news this evening, and that score has actually gone final now, the Utah Jazz beat the Kings 128-120. Ja Morant was back in Memphis today. Ja Morant was back on the bench in Memphis as the Grizzlies came back to beat the Dallas Mavericks at home. The final score there, 112-108. Ja Morant was eligible to play today. He was held out for fitness concerns and just to get reacclimated. I don't think they wanted to throw him back out there right away. Jaren Jackson Jr. put up 28 points. And Ja Morant, it's reported that he will be back this coming Wednesday. The next game for the Memphis Grizzlies will also be at home against the Rockets. And so at least Ja Morant likely to return, and likely to return with a positive ovation. The rest of the season is going to be very interesting for the Memphis Grizzlies, because Ja Morant is going to be, well, I can't even say nagged incessantly. He is going to be, I can't even say mocked. Shep, is there even an appropriate word that I can use on the radio for what he's going to, eviscerated, is that appropriate?
Yeah, I would say that's a good, I would say mocked a little bit to some degree.
What did they chant to Brandon Miller when he came back for Alabama? What did they chant at him?
Unfortunately, lock him up.
They chanted lock him up. Oh my God, at Brandon Miller. Well, I don't even want to think about the things that Ja Morant is going to hear on the road at an NBA game. You know, I shared with everybody, I went to the Warriors-Hawks game on Friday night here in Atlanta. And Steph Curry is one of the most likable stars, I'd say, in American sports. Has a lot of young people that look up to him. I never saw so many kids in my life. He's signing the autographs. At the same time, here are your defending champions. Here is, over the last 10 years, over the last 5-6 years, someone who's become an iconic player in the NBA. I have never seen so much security everywhere, NBA security, for a basketball game in recent memory, outside of the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, there was so much security there. Like, it was playoff-level security and more for Steph Curry and the Warriors. Ja Morant is going to need security with him at every arena, behind him, next to him, and we're going to find out how well he can go out there and just handle adversity. It's going to be interesting to see where he is. He spoke to ESPN last week when he went on that, I don't want to call it an apology tour, but he met with Adam Silver. John Morant then just sat down with Jalen Rose, and he talked about where he is mentally. Listen to this.
Me personally, I feel mentally good that I haven't, you know, been in, you know, many years. You know, I'm in a space where I'm, you know, very comfortable. You know, I was constantly, you know, talking to therapists. I've been doing, you know, Reiki treatment. I've been doing anxiety breathing, you know, different stuff to, you know, help me manage that and, you know, release, you know, all that stuff from my body.
Okay. Okay. All right. Oh, what did he say about his mistake? Let's hear that.
After I made a, you know, terrible mistake, you know, being inside a club and, you know, went live, I put myself in, you know, a bad position. And also, it's, you know, my daughter. There's times where she even tell me if she's, you know, had a bad day. And you know, I felt like, you know, if she can tell me that, then, you know, I can be able to go and talk to somebody as well.
Mm-hmm. I'll try my best to reserve judgment. I feel a lot of what he has said, a lot of what the Grizzlies have said, it's been handled with kid gloves. Everybody's afraid to say, hey, man, you just made some dumbass decisions. Grow up. He can't even come out and say, I made a dumbass. I made a mistake. I'm doing the treatments for the man. You did it. You did some dumbass stuff, man. In time, let's see if he does grow up. John Morant is going to be back on the basketball court potentially as soon as Wednesday. And he's going to be home when he has to start playing out on that road. I hope his maturity level is at a 10 out of 10. He's going to actually need it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Matt is calling from Buffalo, New York. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hello?
Yes, you happen to be live on the radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on? I actually was going to talk about the Bills and Damian Harris, but since you were talking about John Morant, I actually wanted to say something. I thought that whole interview to me was weak, and I know you said about the kid gloves and everything, but I just thought, like, he should have came out way more. When you're waving a gun in a club, and I don't know, especially with all the stuff that's going on with, like, gun violence and everything, I just thought, even ESPN's coverage I watched, I just thought it was weak, and I thought he should have been suspended longer than that, because, I don't know, to me, that was just, with his platform and everything, was super disrespectful. You don't see, like, Curry or LeBron or any of those guys doing that.
No, you wouldn't. I thought that he would miss at least the remainder of the season because of how serious everything and the decisions that he made. And it's not just, you know, that weekend right. In Colorado. It's everything that led up to it from the NBA's position. From the NBA's position, and thank you, Matt, for calling from Buffalo. The NBA is just like, well, we ain't got no evidence. We can't say that it was his gun, and we don't have evidence it was his gun. We don't have evidence he had it on a team plane. There was no charges pressed against him locally from the police department in Colorado. So NBA's like, hands off. We ain't got nothing. I don't think they want to set a precedent for suspending a guy for making dumbass decisions, but we know how dangerous that could have been if that weapon went off. That's the scary part. And so John Morant, he's going to be back eventually, and he will definitely have to hear about it. It's just a wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I want to tell you about Roger Goodell. Looks like he'll be back for quite some time as a commissioner of the NFL. And I'll tell you about somebody in D.C. who might be gone. His name is Dan Snyder. Magic Johnson. He might be in. Magic Johnson. Minority owner of the Washington Commanders. That sounds weird. We'll talk about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. I want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, I appreciate you listening. How about that? It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to talk about the Commanders and Magic Johnson and Cam Newton and Rick Pitino. I want to hit the phone lines first. We got Don. He's calling from Birmingham. My neighbor. Don, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Don?
Yeah, JR. I just wanted to bring you kind of up to date on the Brandon Miller situation. This harassment that the fans give him, you know, yelling lock him up and all that's done is draw the team together. They're very protective of him, and it's had the opposite effect. But the other night he's got a groin injury. He could have quit and just went on because he's going to be drafted high in the NBA anyway. But he stayed with his team because he's part of the team. So the other night he was on the bench with a groin injury, and they still scored 96 points without him. But on the other hand, the university had to hire an armed bodyguard to accompany him at all the games. I think that's a disgrace.
Well, we talked about everything that you just said. You updated me on. We discussed last week. We talked about him having an armed bodyguard there. What is so disgraceful about him having a bodyguard? His own head coach said that if you saw some of the threats that he received.
I don't mean a disgrace to him. I'm talking about a disgrace to the fans that are out there. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, have you seen some of the things people say on social media?
Well, they trash talking, but the guy's made a good stock. And he's going to go on to be a big star in the NBA because he's made out of good stuff. And people need to realize that now and leave the boy alone. Let him play his game on that. He's going to leave him for the draft at the end of the
draft. Well, you know, this is a learning experience. And thank you, Don, for calling from Birmingham. Okay, he wasn't found guilty. He wasn't slapped around in the legal system. He was pretty much cleared of any wrongdoing. And here he is playing basketball. And let me tell you something. And this goes to a lot of people. I don't care who it is. Like, I went an entire year, unfortunately, talking about Deshaun Watson. And I have people calling me, telling me, well, he wasn't guilty. Well, he didn't go to jail. And so, kind of no harm, no foul. Well, since when? Since when did going to jail or being found guilty mean that you weren't guilty of making a bad decision? Do you need a court to tell you that? Do you need to stand up in front of a judge? Do you need to have a defense for making dumbass decisions? And it doesn't have to be involving a weapon. It doesn't have to involve a firearm. It don't have to involve a gun. In the case of Ja Morant, okay, Ja Morant wasn't found guilty of nothing but making bad decisions, okay? Brandon Miller here, I think he also learned a lesson. You need to be careful with who the hell you hanging out with, okay? You probably learned a lesson. And I can certainly go way back to someone like Deshaun Watson and go, okay, did he get, quote-unquote, locked up? No, he's guilty of making bad, terrible decisions. And so in the case of Brandon Miller, I don't think anybody's looking at him and his basketball ability. Like, we know what he's capable of doing when he's healthy out on the floor. We know and understand he is NBA lottery talent. But that doesn't mean what he just went through wasn't a learning experience. And yeah, people need to leave him alone. Man, human beings need to do a better job treating each other well. I mean, social media is just it's the pits. It can be both the greatest thing and the worst thing. And we learn that firsthand. And a lot of these athletes who are young, who are not used to this level of exposure, who are not used to this level of scrutiny, They're not used to the finances and the money that could potentially come with it. It's a big punch. And you can sit through all of the classes and you can sit through all of the seminars. Sometimes it takes that one big punch. But more often than not, let me say this. More often than not, most people handle it well. Unfortunately, there's an emphasis on the negative stories when someone passes away or someone is in danger. But most people, most of these young men and also young women, they do a good job handling themselves, and they deserve credit, a lot of it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, a matter of fact as well, speaking of Alabama and everything going on with Brandon Miller, Alabama football hasn't necessarily been in the clear itself. Alabama has a freshman defensive back, Tony Mitchell. He was arrested last week in Florida. It resulted in drug and weapon charges, quite different from Brandon Miller. Mitchell is facing a charge of marijuana possession, intent to sell. He was driving in a car. The police smelled marijuana. They stopped him, and that's what it is. And Nick Saban, I guess he wasted and took no time and, quote-unquote, laying down his own version of the law. Take a listen to Nick Saban.
Tony Mitchell has been suspended from the team on all team activities until we gather more information about the situation and what his legal circumstance is. And, you know, I mean, guys, everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be responsible for who you're with, who you're around, and what you do, who you associate yourself with, and the situations that you put yourself in. So it is what it is, but there is, you know, cause and effect when you make, you know, choices and decisions that put you in bad situations.
Yeah. You know, Nick Saban can be, he could be crotchety, he could be disgruntled, you get off my lawn at some times. And he's not oblivious to everything going on in Alabama. Nate Oates basically had to apologize for how he even publicly handled Brandon Miller's situation. He had to dial that back. Nick Saban just went straight up forward and ahead. And his guy, his defensive back, Tony Mitchell, there was no ambiguity surrounding his involvement. He was arrested, and he is facing charges. And so there is a difference there. But Nick Saban getting right to the point. And Alabama's feeling some heat right now. Don't matter if it's the basketball side or the football side. They're certainly hearing about it right now. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, real quick on the World Baseball Classic, I think it sucks for Major League Baseball fans in general, especially if you're a team that has a chance to win the championship. And you throw all your good players out there, and Juan Soto got dinged, and Yu Darvish is going to be pitching against the USA in the championship game, I think. What do you think about that, man? I don't think they should put their best players out there in this
thing. Well, I mean, they want people to watch. They may not care about you. The team certainly have the wherewithal and the power to say you can't participate. And so do you want to be more upset with Major League Baseball or the teams that are allowing them to play?
Well, I just don't think you should put your best players out there to be in the way of a...
Well, what I'm asking you, are you more upset with Major League Baseball or the teams for allowing them?
Major League Baseball.
Okay. Why?
Well, I want to get past that. I want to go to the Aztecs and what you...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm... I mean, I'm asking, why? You're just like, oh, I want to get past that. Well, why'd you bring it up? I'm like, okay, you're upset at Major League Baseball. Why? Just say, I don't know. I just am. Major League Baseball is not forcing anybody to play at all. They're not. I mean, a team like the New York Yankees, they have an injury-prone pitcher. This man has barely been able to throw the ball the past few years. And Luis Severino, he wants to play. He wanted to pitch for the Dominican Republic. They said no. It's simple as that. Padres could have told you Darvish no, but they understand the importance of him going out there and pitching. So is that why you want to blame baseball? Because they're putting the players and the teams in between a rock and a hard place? That seems legitimate. Jerry is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, man. How you doing? It's been I listen to you all the time. I got to take my wife to and from the airport all the time. Love listening to your show. I love that you speak the truth about everything. Man, I want to talk about Ja Morant, man. I really think the punishment should be a little bit harsher. If you're out in the regular public and you work at a regular job, they're not going to let you just take 4 days off. They're going to pound you, man. They're going to put you through what needs to be put through, and you're probably going to lose your job. I'm tired of these athletes being put up on a pedestal just because they could dribble a ball or do whatever they could do. Man, I really think that they need to be treated like everybody else in the world.
Well, I don't think it's so much about dribbling a ball or being able to shoot it. It's about the money and the revenue that's generated as a result. You know, I'm not asking you to tell me. I don't care. I don't think it matters. If you, Jerry, were able to generate hundreds of millions of dollars, both for yourself and a business, I don't care if you were an astronaut or you were, you know, picking up ants out of your backyard, you'd get a little bit more leeway.
Maybe. No, depends who you work for.
It's not. Well, that's my point. It's an unusual circumstance. And thank you, Jerry, for calling from San Diego. I appreciate the kind words. We're up against the break. It don't matter that they can dribble a ball. That's what they happen to do, and they do it publicly. It's an entertainment property. And so we can't just compare what Ja Morant does to what I do or what you do. It don't work that way. I'm going to pick up this conversation on the other side. We'll talk about Daniel Snyder. We'll get into Rick Pitino. We'll talk about Cam Newton. He wants to return to the NFL. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.